Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We're joined in studio now by a good friend of the radio station, Don Price, Executive Director of the Friendship Shelter here in Laguna Beach. Good morning, Don. How are you?
How are you?
I'm well. An important conversation to have today, as you guys are leading a talk this afternoon as part of a collaboration of several nonprofit organizations about homelessness and about finding permanent supportive housing for those especially in need of it. And this collaboration has already done a lot in that. So do you want to kind of talk about how that started?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of years ago, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced a bonus round of funding, some special funding that was available nationally. And different communities could apply for the funding. It was a pretty long shot that Orange County would get that funding. We expected there were six grants available, and we kind of expected they would go to the six biggest communities in the country. But there were a group of us that said we should have something in for Orange County. We should have something imaginative. And so we applied for a permanent supportive housing grant, a $2.5 million grant to come to Orange County to help end homelessness. And we were very surprised and pleased to find that we competed successfully at the national level and got that grant. So our lead agency, Mercy House, did the heavy lifting on that piece of it. But what the $2.5 million does is it came to Orange County, and we were able to house the 100 most vulnerable homeless people on our streets, in our parks, at our beaches, into permanent housing and to keep them housed with supportive services.
Great. Yeah. And so what's the next step then? 100 of the most vulnerable, I'm sure, is something to be very proud of, but yeah. I imagine you want to do more.
We do. Actually, one of the things that we were able to do through the course of the grant, and this is six organizations working together trying to make sure people stay in their housing. It's not just a matter of throwing someone into an apartment, but it's visiting them and connecting them to services and making sure that placement is successful. So that's one of the ongoing activities. But in the process of doing this, the lead agency, Mercy House, was able to secure a motel that they were able to renovate into apartments. Because that leveraged property and some housing vouchers that came from the county came into this project, while the funding was to house 100, we're actually going to be housing 158. Mm. So we increased by more than 50% the impact of this grant. But it is just a beginning. There were some technical things required from this grant that have really moved the dial for the county overall. In order to do the grant, the county had to come with us as a partner and begin a coordinated assessment and entry process for all homeless people to get services. So now when we meet a homeless person in one of our shelters or on the parks or an outreach team meets them, they are assessed using a scale, and they are assigned a number of that predicts, it's a national tool, how vulnerable that individual is. Mm. So then we know who to house first, who is the most at need, who is taking the most resources on the street. So we're able to save communities money as well as end homelessness. And we'll continue to do that piece, that coordinated entry piece, stays now with our continuum and helps us do our jobs better.
And what are some of those criteria that determine whether somebody is vulnerable?
So a person that qualifying for chronically homeless and therefore for permanent supportive housing needs to demonstrate long-term homelessness, either continuous or several episodes that add up to a very long continuous time, and a disability. So we're not looking to house just everybody we see who happens to be homeless. We're looking at the people who the science tells us aren't ever going to get it together on their own, are always going to need supportive services because of a disability, because of their history. And so those are the folks who are getting housed in these projects, because they are going to need our staff with them every step of the way to help them get better.
Great. So today there's a press availability talk among all six nonprofits in this collaborative. And that is in Irvine, right?
It's in Irvine at Jamboree Housing, one of our collaborative partners, at 3 o'clock. And so we're just going to have kind of all the people in the room to talk about the process. Obviously, Larry Haynes from Mercy House, which is the lead agency, Friendship Shelter, Colette's Children's Home, Orangewood Children's Foundation, and importantly, Share Ourselves, which is a medical and mental health provider. That is, I think, one of the main reasons our project got the attention of the federal government, that we had a medical and mental health provider on our team.
Right. And then what do you hope to get across today?
Well, the lead is we housed 100 people, yeah, and we're going to house 158 before we're done. And then I think is, what did we learn? What did we learn collaborating together? What did we learn about our homeless population? We have had remarkable success. We've had very few people that weren't able to stay housed. I think it's in the single, you know, like under 5 people throughout the project that for whatever reason it didn't work out. So we're very, very encouraged. And this is really the beginning of ending chronic homelessness in our community. There are other communities that have already done that, and we think Orange County can be a leader.
Is it having a pretty major impact on Laguna Beach? Are there people that you know of that you've worked with who were housed?
Yeah, I think that's, for me personally, the most gratifying part of this,
yeah,
is that because we have the ASL, because we have an emergency shelter right here, we were assessing people more quickly and with gaining trust from people more quickly than in other communities where they were meeting people for the first time and trying to build that trust and, fill out this paperwork and help me answer these personal questions. We were doing that with people that we've known for 6 years. And so of the first 100 housed, 44 of those came through the ASL.
Oh, great, yeah.
Not because we have more homeless people necessarily in Laguna Beach, but because we really knew our people,
yeah,
and our staff had their trust. And so we have seen people who were sleeping on a mat on the floor in the ASL for 6 years,
wow,
walk into their own apartments. And we're getting to continue to work with them in housing. And for our staff, especially the longtime staff who've kind of been part of that whole journey with these folks, to know that they're housed is really, really, I mean, it can be, it's not unusual for us to get a little weepy in the office these days because
really
we'll hear,
cool,
oh, so-and-so is housed, and everyone's like, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So
wow,
it's been really, really exciting.
Sounds like it's doing some real good.
It is.
Well, again, today at 3 p.m., if you happen to be a member of the press, can you still RSVP?
Absolutely.
Okay. Don Price, Executive Director of the Friendship Shelter, regarding housing the homeless, and sounds like that grant is going a long way. So
it really is.
Well,
thanks
done
for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right.
For KX 93.5, supporting our local nonprofits.